Second inning begins here at Sandman Wells Stadium. Tim Fitzgerald here with you on Fox Sports AM 1280 Stockton. 1-0, Inland Empire leads the Ports after stringing together a couple of singles right up the gut for a 1-0 lead. And here's Walbert Urena into his second inning of work, delivering a ball upstairs, 1-0. Defensive setup for Inland Empire. Left to right in the outfield, it's Ruiz, Rada, and Peabody. In the infield, Sepulveda, Guzman, Orocho, and Kootenay, with Flores behind the plate. And this one misses up and in as well. 2-0 to TJ Schofield Sam. This one misses way up and away, 3-0. And again, that's going to be what we're watching for, and I'm sure the Ports are as well. They're going to be very disciplined at the plate tonight, knowing that Urena can get a little wild. 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3-1. But he is going to throw hard. He's going to have a mid to upper 90s fastball. He'll probably touch 100 tonight. Next one to Schofield Sam, a grounder that gets through the left side. Nice inside-out swing. Third baseman and shortstop had no chance at that. So a leadoff single here for the Ports. This game, this crowd's got kind of a slow, sleepy feel to it. It's one of those NBA Finals nights. Remember, those used to always get us, and especially when the Warriors were playing in independent baseball in the Bay Area. It kind of affected attendance in Stockton last week. Looked like it's doing it here to Inland Empire tonight. There's a strike on the outside to Mujica. Jose Mujica DHing tonight. So Walbert Urena into the stretch here in his second inning of work. Last pitched on the 31st at Rancho Cucamonga. Got a no decision. 4 earned runs on 6 hits and 3 walks with 5 strikeouts. Here's a ball driven into right center field. This ball is way back. This ball is off the wall. Schofield Sam racing around third. He'll be sent home. Mujica held up at second. And it is a tie game on the RBI double from Jose Mujica. Schofield Sam scores all the way from first. That was a line drive belted. That thing was ripped out to right center field. Caromed off the wall into right center. Mujica held up at second. Schofield Sam a little tumble as he approached third, but waved in all the way and scored without a throw. The throw went into the cutoff man, went into short near third. And now it brings up the shortstop, B.J. Cook. He looks at a ball low and inside. And the shortstop had his note card, Guzman, come out of his hat. Came flying out. He's got to get that back for his defensive positioning. He's going to be lost out there otherwise. So each team with a run on 2 hits. Here's one up and in to Cook, 2-0. Urena, again, signed by the Angels organization as a free agent in March of 2021. 3-8-6 in rookie ball in the Arizona Complex League last year. Here's a foul off the bat of Cook. 2-1. So, kind of a quiet, sleepy feel here at Inland Empire. I'll try to stay loud and alert for everyone, though. Runner at second. Nobody out. Cook looks at a slider. There it was. Count even at 2 apiece. Looked like that was the slide, at least, or that he's working on, the slider curve he's trying to develop. Changeup is good. Fastball's amazing. Next one, low and in. Count goes full as Arena's hat pops off. All tied at 1 apiece here in the top of the second. Again, the Ports answer the offense of Inland Empire. In the bottom of the first to here in the second as they did last night. This one fouled up the third baseline. We'll do the 3-2 again. B.J. Cook, I think just 183 coming in, has one home run. Look to second, now the pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. That was a high heater that Cook was just under that time. sun beginning to set. It sets on the third base side of this ballpark, off to the left, behind some trees, so you get that very uneven shadow. Tree-shaped shadow. 3-2, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cook down on strikes, and there's one out now here in the second. Here's Derek Salome to the plate. He was the offensive star for the Ports last night. The RBI triple out to straightaway center. And they're playing him the same way. The center field errata shading towards right and somewhat shallow. Shallow to mid-depth. Timeout called by the catcher, Flores. And his pitcher, Arena, was already starting into his delivery. He had a pirouette and turned back. Get back on the first base side of the rubber. Look to second. Now the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0. So back-to-back singles by Inland Empire in the bottom of the first gives them a run. Both base hits up the middle. Got through the infield. Port's answer, though, is this one's upstairs, 2-0. Had the single through the left side from Schofield Sam, and then Mujica, the double into the gap in right center. That's got us at our 1-1 ball game. Two-oh, way inside. Salome has to back away from it. So those uneven shadows stretching out across the left side of the field. Home plate in the shadows, but then there's sun in between home and the mound, which is in the shade. Little strips of sunlight coming through the infield. Center and right field, the only things truly in the sun. This one misses upstairs as well, as Arena's hat flies off again, and it is a walk for Salome. So now runners at first and second with one down. Does put a double play ball back in effect. But Cooper Ewell to the plate. Hitting a cool 323. Chance to do some damage here for the Ports. Ewell, 25 years old now. And he looks at a first pitch strike. Ewell from Newport Beach, California. Went to LMU, Loyola Marymount University, down in Los Angeles. Out in the West Coast Conference. 1-0. This one upstairs. Looks like he maybe tried that breaking ball again. The slider he's trying to get a feel for. Not to call, a ball extended spring. That's very different, but it is still a league. It's not an instructional league. You're out here to win. It's full season, but you are working on some stuff. There's a liner that gets down into right field. And they will wave in the runner from second. The play at the plate, not in time. Mujica comes in to score, and the Ports take a 2-1 lead. Mujica scores. Salome gets all the way over to third. That's a nice bit of opposite field hitting there for Cooper Ewell as Pedro Pineda comes up. Arena, considered the number 14 prospect in the Angels organization. That's from Baseball America. He's 17th from MLB.com. There's a foul out of play off to the right. 0-1 here to Pineda. So now the Ports with a 2-1 lead here in the top of the second. Cooper Ewell comes through. Drives one into right. His third RBI of the season. Here's a liner into right field again. This ball back to the track, to the wall, and it's caught on the run by the right fielder Peabody. The runners will tag, both will advance, and the Ports take a 3-1 lead. Good running grab by Peabody out and right. That had a chance to carry him off the wall, be a two-bagger, but he went into the corner, reached up over his head on the run, and made the play, reaching out like a wide receiver with one hand hauling it in. We're back around to the top of the Ports order. Here's Colby Thomas, who flew out to right to start the ball game. First pitch to him low, 1 and 0. So now Cooper Yule at second. Laporte's on top, 3-1. A little three-run inning here in the second inning here. A little three spot. Help the Port's offense feel good, get a little confidence. Here's a foul straight back to the screen. Off the bat of Colby Thomas, 1-1. Maybe help Gunnar Hoglund settle in as well with a two-run lead. Port still with a chance for more with Yule at second. There's a strike on the outside to Colby Thomas, 1-2. Looked like that might have been the slide again as well. You wouldn't think he'd try to go with a changeup away to a right-hander. That usually stays arm side, even if he's working on the first base side of the rubber. Look back to second, and the pitch. Upstairs, 2-2 as the hat pops off again. So three finished pitches where the hat comes off of Urena. I'm going to keep track of that here today. I'll put that right by his box number. Two outs, runner at second, a 2-2 count. The pitch. This one low, and it goes full. Colby Thomas hitting 258 now. Five home runs on the year. Ports are going to piggyback pitchers today. Here's a liner into right center field. This will get down for a base hit. Cooper Yule coming in to score. Thomas into second. And he is headed to third as the ball gets past the right fielder. And the throw, well wild, but backed up nicely by the pitcher Urena. So a three-bagger. Most likely how that's going to go down for Colby Thomas. The right fielder, Peabody, who made the dazzling play to rob Pineda of extra bases. Tried to dive or slide out for that one to keep it from getting all the way to the wall, but he couldn't get to it. So that should be a triple and an RBI for Colby Thomas to make this a 4-1 Ports lead. And we'll have a mound visit. So it was one thing for Urena to maybe show some control problems, issue some free passes, but he's getting hit hard here in this second. Second triple of the season for Colby Thomas. Does go down as a three-bagger. Brennan Malone to the plate now. Umpires are going to break up this mound visit. It's Evan Anderson working the plate. Spencer Kim, last night's home plate umpire, is out on the bases. So a mound visit used by Inland Empire. Malone drove a ball out to deep right center himself in the first inning. A nice running grab by Rada on that one. This one upstairs off the glove of the catcher, and it will allow the runner Thomas to score. Boy, if it goes off the glove like that, you'd think it's going to be a pass ball. So a pass ball will bring in Thomas, make it a 5-1 Ports lead here in the second. Base is empty, two down. But a 1-0 count here to Malone. Upstairs, 2-0. Malone right at 280. Not on the league leaderboard, but he is the top batting average for the Ports. Here's one upstairs. It officially goes down as a wild pitch in the live scoring we're seeing. I guess that works. It was a little high. Catcher did have to reach up for it, but was there on the glove. This one called a strike, 2-1. Saw a couple fans coming in with some Ports gear on earlier. And with Cooper Yule being a Los Angeles native, as this one misses as well. That was a 3-1 count, pardon me, and it is a two-out walk for Malone. And Henry Bolte is about to be the ninth runner to come up to the plate. Bullpen activity already going for Inland Empire. They're getting a lefty loose. And we'll have another mound visit, and it looks like Urena's not going to get through two innings. This one involves a coach. The other mound visit was just a catcher. But we see it is the manager. Does look like Stapleton, and that is the case. So Urena out of the game. We'll have our first in-inning pitching change happening here. Urena done, a new arm coming in for Inland Empire. We'll take a quick break and come back with the rest of the top of the second right after this here on Fox Sports AM 1280 Stockton.